Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
Happy Friday.
It's Friday. Yay.
Friday.
I can't. It takes forever to get to Friday, it feels like, these days.
And I feel so bad for you. You're leaving for Palm Springs tomorrow for a little family vacay, and yeah. It's cold and rainy.
It's miserable. It's never miserable when
never.
You go.
Never. That's no. Why you go.
I know. So, yeah, happy Easter to us.
By the way, I keep forgetting it's Easter this weekend.
Me too. Today's Good Friday. Totally forgot.
Oh, yeah. Because right after this, I'm going to go to
church
services.
What's going on this week, Anne?
What is going on? Oh, my show, Love Island.
Wait, is that still...
No. I'm just going to talk about Ariana taking over for Sarah Hyland.
Okay. Like, you cannot still be what? Episode 57.
I wish. I'm always waiting for a new season to come out, but Ariana's going to be the new host of the USA Love Island.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, why not?
Well, she made that one appearance. Sarah Hyland can't do it. Apparently, she's got a conflict. So... good for her.
Yeah, why not?
She just bought a house. She needs to pay her mortgage. Why not?
The host of Love Island is like...
hardly see him.
Yeah, first episode, second episode maybe, and then a few in between there. So she's going to have a really nice vacation.
I know. How much do you think they make?
The hosts?
Yeah.
God, I would have no idea. What would you think?
I don't know, like 100,000 maybe?
What? No fucking way.
It's TV. I don't know.
100,000. Well, it does run a long time, but she's not on air that much. So if it's per time you're being seen,
I don't know.
They don't pay those contestants, so it's all profit for these.
True.
Love Island. However, the houses they live in are really nice mansions.
What houses?
On Love Island.
You mean a hotel?
No. What? How many Love Islands have you seen? Did you just see the one in the pandemic when it was in Vegas?
Yeah.
What?
But no, they're always Gina. In a resort.
Did you watch Bergie?
Yeah, but they're in a resort. They're not in a house.
It's a house.
It's a house with all the beds.
Yeah. They just clear out the house. It's like a mansion.
It looks like it's a resort.
No, that would be a really shitty resort. It's not that big.
Now I'm confused.
You don't watch enough Love Island.
I guess not. And then there's a little more Christine Quinn news. Apparently her husband went on some rampage for a couple of days because their marriage apparently has been in decline for the last couple of years. They were having issues, financial issues. She claims that he threw like all these decorative items at her, urinated on the floor,
oh, God.
Threw dog poop at her.
Was this before the glass throwing
incident? Yeah, this has been like ongoing. So what kind of crazy is he? Did you hear that he has, is it ADD? He has some, like he's on the spectrum.
Like autism?
Autism. Maybe that's it.
Well, if he's on the spectrum. Yeah, autism probably. But
I
still,
think so.
You don't act out like that just being on the spectrum.
I don't know. It's weird. Depression? We can guess all kinds
of. Well, looking at him, he looked very disheveled.
Well, he was, he was a mess. He was a total mess.
What else?
Oh, John Mayer. So John Mayer, according to Page Six, made a statement that said he did not have sexual relations with that woman.
No, with Sheena?
He is pissed off because she keeps throwing this narrative out there about an orgy, and he says didn't happen.
Well, now she'll say, well, I didn't say it was John Mayer. I just said
your body's a wonderland.
Ooh.
She said it more than once because this rumor's been kicking around for a while.
So we all know that John Mayer has quite a
laundry list of women.
Quite a notch on his bedpost. Notches on his bedpost. Do you think there's a possibility that he just doesn't remember? And she looks so different. That's what it is. She looks so different.
You know, if she was going to lie about something like that, like why John Mayer? She was in the vicinity.
And he's such good friends with Andy, although it happened so long ago. I kind of love
knows?
That he's doing that. That's hilarious. She's bugging the fuck out of me. Let's talk about Vanderpump,
God.
Shall we?
Yeah. Her voice is like nails on a chalkboard. This episode especially, I couldn't take it.
And finding out that Schwartz and her you know, made out, whatever the situation was. He kissed her, she kissed him. Him and Katie were still dating. Even if they were on again, off again, they were dating, and she fucking kissed Schwartz. What's the matter with her? She had just gotten engaged. She admitted she had just gotten engaged.
Yeah, and what was with her voice? I mean, she was drinking, so I don't know if that raised her.
She was so drunk.
Her tone of her voice a couple octaves.
And
but
why all
I
of a sudden is she? Why is she drinking all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Because she was couldn't because of all the medication she was taking for ADD.
Anxiety and ADD and all kinds of stuff.
And then she decided to drink. She weighs like 90 pounds.
Yeah, she got really, really
real
thin.
Skinny.
And they were. She was so mean to Joe. I mean, Joe is on the right side of crazy, but
she was very mean about the hat. Like, who the fuck cares? However, Joe, like, you know where you're going, right? You're going to a DJ set at a, what was that, a bar? Like
Hotel Ziggy.
Can you dress in something?
That's her vibe. You know, yeah. She's kind of like a little bit of a tomboy. But Sheena was just,
she was just so
mean to her.
Yeah, because she was drinking. This is Sheena, by the way. This is always how Sheena has been.
A mean girl?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of get why the girls are pissed at Joe, because Joe was an accomplice in this whole Rachel thing. They went to Big Bear together. She knew about it the whole time. Although it's not her fault.
No, but Ariana said Joe was like coming over to their house, yeah, having Thanksgiving with them, all the while knowing that
Sandoval and
Rachel. However, I've talked about this before. What are you supposed to do? If you are an acquaintance with someone and you know that that person's cheating or their partner's, is it up to you to tell the other partner?
Yeah, not if you're not good friends with the girlfriend.
Yeah, and they're not.
The
they weren't great friends. I think she was more friends with Tom. It's a sticky situation. And I think Schwartz was in a sticky situation also because he knew about it. But what was he supposed to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
His allegiances were with Sandoval, even if Sandoval was not doing the right thing.
So Billy Lee's friend T, I thought this was her girlfriend, but she's trying to set up, Billy Lee's trying to set up T with Sandoval. And for a second, I thought they were talking about like a threesome.
Oh.
Because I thought Billy Lee and T were in a relationship together,
no,
dating.
Don't you remember the pictures?
Oh, yeah, of T and Sandoval right. All over the place.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought she was a musician.
So did I.
She wasn't musicianing on this episode.
I was just totally confused with T. And I think he'd hang out with her for a while because we saw lots of paparazzi pictures.
Yeah, but it's all just fake with him. He's just a little character
in
a story.
Even this whole screaming session that he had was all a bunch of bullshit.
Okay, let's talk about Lala and
Tom.
I mean, Sandoval.
Pick a lane, seriously. What a flip, huh?
What's going on with her? Was she told to do this?
She's grasping on for what?
I don't know.
Because she wants to go to the Valley? If Vanderpump crumbles? I don't know.
She can go to the Valley without.
I think if Ariana
Sandoval
leaves
side.
The show, which I fully think she's going to end up leaving the show because there's no point in her being there. She doesn't want to film with half the people there,
right?
Or more than half. So what are you going to do? Go be the host of Love Island and do whatever you're going to do because your career is way bigger than this anyway.
I feel like Lala is so fucking jealous at this point.
Oh, totally.
That she's like, what's up with Ariana? Tom's not that bad. Sandoval's not that bad. Look at him. He's trying to get help. At least he's hanging out with us. It's like, oh, God.
This is the person you said was a groomer and was dangerous.
Right.
What are you talking about?
It's a weird thing that's happening with her right now.
Very weird.
And even Sheena wants to be friends with Sandoval again. It's like, he's not that fucking great.
He's not great
get
at all.
Get new friends. Also get a new husband. Brock
oh my God.
Is still being so mean to her.
Well, but okay, let's put it in perspective.
Okay.
He's being mean.
Wait, let's say what he said though. Katie found out during this episode that Schwartz and Sheena kissed, whatever. Katie honestly could care less. Well, she's not married to him anymore. She's like, yep, just confirms everything I already knew.
Right, but who ran and told her? Lala. Lala did.
I mean, I think it's kind of funny. They're not married anymore. Katie could care the fuck less. But Brock says, how dare Katie be pissed? Because the other night, Katie left with Max, who we know from Vanderpump a couple years ago.
Yeah, he got fired.
And apparently Max is best friends with Schwartz. And so Brock is saying, you know, she said you can't date any of your best friends or in our circle. And Max is your best friend. And she went home with him. And then Sheena checked the location of Max because she's fucking nosy. Also, Sheena having the locations of 56 of her friends.
That's wild.
Because you have to, it's a give and take with
you
locations.
Have to accept.
Yes. You have theirs, they have yours. Now, you can turn yours off anytime, but then you turn it back on and they can see you again.
Why do you need your friend's location? 56 of them.
Just to make sure they get home okay. That's what she was doing. She was checking on Max to make sure.
Oh, bullshit.
So at night, she saw that he was over in the vicinity of Katie's place. And then in the morning, she just wanted to make sure he got home okay. And he was still at Katie's place. So Brock tells Schwartz. Schwartz tells the group. And then Brock is the one that says, well, Sheena knows everybody's location. She has 56 or whatever. No.
Sheena said it.
Yeah, in the interview, though, not in front of everybody.
Oh, right.
That was embarrassing.
It's totally embarrassing. Why? Shut up. Sit down. Be quiet.
He also said she looks at him all the time.
I'm sure she does. I'm sure she does. That man is going to throw her under the bus at every opportunity because she bugs the shit out of him.
To be fair, I do have Dan's location because I want to know when he's leaving the office to come home when I have to have dinner ready.
I have my husband's too.
It's very helpful.
He doesn't have mine, although he probably wouldn't even know how to look for
it. He has to have yours.
Oh, I'll have to look on his phone and see.
Dan has mine, but he's no. I mean, obviously, I'm the one who put it on his phone. So he could look if he wanted to.
It's just weird.
It's weird that you're
37 years old or something, and you're 50 some odd friends. You're going to have their location. What do you need to know?
I know that my kids, when they were in college, they had their friends' locations. And I think that was smart, actually.
Yeah, that is smart. But that's not a 37-year-old grown married woman with a child.
Right. It's not your husband or even your best friend's location.
So that begs the question then, if she had 56 friends' locations, was Rachel and Sandoval part of that group?
Yes. Don't you remember the night we saw Rachel
at
the concert,
she had her location.
She turned her location off. And that's what flagged fucking nosy Sheena.
That's right. That's right. But what about all the other times that they were just hooking up? Would she turn it off every time?
Of course. They're sneaky that way.
She should just leave it off.
Not
so sneaky.
I actually thought this was a really good episode because of all that against Sheena.
God. And then the sandwich shop. Again, we're doing a repeat of the tasting. Why are they doing that? It's the same sandwiches.
Yeah. Is it to keep it? Like
top of mind?
Top of mind.
We're still
here. You heard the rumors now is that there's something going on with the chef lady that she
copyrighted the name.
Yeah.
And so she owns the name, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's really, why wouldn't you copyright the name immediately?
They're making lots of mistakes.
Lots of mistakes.
And they did make fun of Tom Tom.
Right. But Lisa, why didn't you tell them?
That's true.
It's a horrible name anyway.
Yeah.
I just heard on another podcast that they're doing some deal with like Uber Eats or something where they're going to do just food delivery, like sandwich delivery.
Yeah, I heard that too. I don't know how true that is, but but what will it be called? I mean,
something about her to go.
Sheena's... I mean, Ariana's gone. She's not even around.
She has no time.
Did you see that her brother said that he hadn't spoken to her in months?
Well, yeah. Didn't she say that too?
Well, because he went to the opening of the Valley at the bar and he was caught hugging Sandoval. That would fucking piss me off. Your family?
It's crazy.
I thought it was so cute in the very beginning scene where James is picking out Allie's outfits. They're very cute together.
They are cute as long as he's nice to her and behaves.
Yep.
The Valley. Did you think it's weird that Kristen and Jax went to lunch? Or, do you think it's weird that Jax's position about her having a baby?
It's none of his fucking business. I fucking hate Jax.
Yeah.
I hate him with a passion. And it's the only reason why this show is good is you remember how much you fucking hate Jax. He's such a horrible friend.
He's a horrible friend, but it's so clear now where you can see where he's like behind the scenes thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to do this in this scene because this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. Did you hear a clip of, it was Ryan Bailey, I think, that played it, Jax and Brittany on their podcast arguing about the Valley? And he said, it's his show.
Oh, not again.
And Brittany said, what do you mean your show? Like, I'm the one who thought about it. She's like, I'm the one who thought about it. I'm the one who went to all of our friends to see if it was something that they would want to do. I'm the one. And he's like, well, it was my idea. It was not your idea. We were talking. I mean, it was just nuts.
He just wants to take credit for everything.
Everything. And but she was calling him out going, you're a liar. You're such a liar. Whoa. I mean,
wait, is this recent?
Yes.
So this is, they're not together. This is when they were,
but they're
not
still
together.
Doing their podcast together.
God, that's how desperate they are for that podcast money. Or maybe they signed a contract, so they have to do it.
Oh, maybe.
But I mean, Lala and Randall had a podcast together and then she just took it over.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're probably arguing about who's going to take it over, him or her.
Brittany is just as unlikable still. She is sticking up for Jax.
Oh, right up there with him.
When Kristen's ex-boyfriend is invited by Jax to guys' night and she mentions it to Kristen, and Kristen's just pissed because her new boyfriend, Luke, is going to be there. The ex-boyfriend, Alex, I think that's his name, right?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, ew.
Yeah.
He looked like he came off the street. I mean, it was pretty bad. So scruffy. He was trying to get in digs on Kristen that I let her live with me. She still owes me money. Yeah, after you fucking made her sell the house or buy the house, whatever you made her do.
Yeah, he made her sell the house. But then he didn't take a commission.
Oh, yeah. He's such a good guy. And Jax is so fucking shady bringing him around. Is he really good friends with him? I don't think so. Go meet him some other time. You don't have to meet him when Kristen's new boyfriend is there.
No, but see, this is what I mean, where I feel like it's production. Like Jax is trying to come up with ways to be shocking and, you know, make drama on the show. So this is one of them where he's going to bring Alex in to meet Luke. Luke, I feel so bad for Luke.
Listen, Luke is too fucking normal to hang around Jax. These other guys, like, I like Danny. I think he's so nice. Why is he hanging with Jax? I think he gets a kick out of Jax. When Jax talks, tells his stupid shit, Danny just laughs. So I think he gets a kick out of him.
I think he does, but I don't think he really sticks up for himself. Like, if that were me and a friend, you know, like the pantsing thing, like, he's very, like, passive. He seems like he's just very chill.
Yeah.
And
He's a nice guy. And I think Luke, I think he's there for Kristen. I think she asked, will you film a few things?
Yeah, he's not a good fit.
He's not. Because he's too nice. He's too normal. And he's sticking up for Kristen. And Jax should appreciate that. Jax always acts like, oh, I know all of Kristen's exes and this one's going to leave too. He's still around, you fucker. And guess who left you? Your wife. But for him to say, why does Kristen want us to take in all her guys all the time? Well, Jax, didn't you want everybody to take in Brittany? You brought her around. You expected all the girls to take her in. But it's Jax. It's Jax. He wants to pick his friends.
It's an inconvenience.
Did you see Max was there that night too?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess Max really is their friend.
I think he is really good friends with them. What did you think about the whole Jesse tweaking Kristen's boob? Well, first Kristen did it to him.
Yes.
And then he turned around and did it to her. And so Kristen told Luke. Luke is not happy. So Luke confronts Jesse at the bar. Jesse says he doesn't remember, which I think Jesse likes to drink quite a bit. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't remember.
It didn't seem like he remembered. When Jax told him, he was like, wait, what? When?
Yeah. I mean, he should apologize. But I still feel like there shouldn't be a double standard here because she should not have done that to him.
Well, she shouldn't have done that to him, but it is a double standard because women's,
it is a I know it
but
is,
women's,
but
women's breath. It's not like we walk around topless and it's okay.
True.
I'm trying to think the equivalent would be maybe grabbing his pee-pee.
Grabbing his balls.
Yeah. If she grabbed his balls and he grabbed her boobs, that would seem more
just the
grab
fact,
for grab. Equal grabbing. It just shouldn't have happened.
It shouldn't have happened. He should not have done that for sure. Although Kristen's weird too. It's like, keep your fucking hands to yourself. What
yeah,
are
I don't
you
know
doing?
Why she's twerking that.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine ever
Can
doing
you imagine?
That. No. When I think about that, I would like I'm a puncher. You know, I would push.
Yeah, you push
I would
for
push
sure.
Push him down. But when she told Luke, she was like, this was just kind of weird. And she said it to Jax the same way. She wasn't totally offended, but she was just kind of like, I just don't know you that way.
Yeah.
But she was being normal about it, I thought. It was when Luke heard it, he was like, that's not okay.
Yeah. I think he's very old-fashioned, traditional.
He seems a bit like that.
But
I mean, my husband would not appreciate somebody.
Well, of course not.
Like, he wouldn't appreciate me grabbing a guy's boob.
No, he would think it's weird.
Oh, yeah, it is weird. Jesus. Oh, what if a lot of people have piercings. What if he grabbed a piercing? Oh, God, ooh. I can't think about it. Never mind.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Anything else?
Oh, they just Jesse and Michelle are on the road to doom because they're never
going. Oh. They took their daughter out. It's the way they parent.
Well, he's just an asshole. I mean, he's just an ass.
He does not want to have a child. He doesn't have time for a child. He doesn't want to spend time with her. So Brittany's mouth. Let's talk about it.
So distracting.
It is. So it's completely turned down. It looks like it's hard for her to speak.
It is.
But then I think you said that she came out saying that it was part of the procedure for her neck or her chin.
Yeah.
The lipo.
Something with the muscle or whatever. But now she's back to normal. A couple people I heard that were at Jack's watch party on Tuesday. Ryan Bailey was one of them. He said Jax was, you know, he wanted to take a little video of Jax with the beer cheese or whatever. And he said Jax was like, oh, I gotta go. I want to watch the show. And then I've got to. He said that he must have had 10 Red Bulls because he was bouncing off the walls. And then I heard a rumor.
Yeah, Red Bulls.
Exactly. Then I heard a rumor on another show that basically some girls that were there, and it's a co-ed bathroom apparently, which I think is weird, but whatever.
You mean a co-ed group bathroom?
Yeah.
I hate that.
Yeah. But Jax was in the stall and they heard some noises and that might explain why he's bouncing off the wall.
Okay, those kind of noises.
Allegedly.
Would he really do that in the bathroom of his own bar? Doesn't he have a private bathroom in the back?
An office? Does he have an office?
I feel like every bar has an office.
He doesn't have an office. Jax does not have a fucking office.
But there's an office there. Who's in that office? Who is in the office? It's not Jax Taylor. You know he's living at that bar. Every night he's at that bar. The other thing I wanted to make note of is we have never seen street hockey being played on these reality shows. We see other little sport being played. All these other niche events, the goat yoga and all the axe throwing and all that shit. This
Bring
is the first time we've seen the field hockey.
That's funny.
Skating hockey, whatever it is.
Jax wasn't very good.
No, but he's a real hockey player. The other guy was pretty good, Jesse.
Yeah, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
Asshole.
Do you think he's cute?
I think he's attractive.
Doesn't he look like Ryan from Million Dollar Listening a little bit?
A thinner, smaller version.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Ryan's big. I think it's their head has the same shape.
Yeah. I don't know, but his personality. Ugh.
Ugh.
No thanks.
Speaking of personalities, should we move over to Summer House?
Amanda? Amanda and Kyle are just not having a good night. He's fucking annoying.
Kyle is the most annoying husband. So I have no time for any of whatever he's doing.
No. And neither does Amanda. So they're sitting at the dinner table and he brings up the fact that Jesse was flirting with Paige and everybody just drops their fork. They're like, what? But Craig.
Because Craig was there. Oh, he handled it perfectly. So I watched these back to back. The Valley and then Summer House.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like Kyle was being like a Jax trying to say shit to stir it up.
Yeah,
Craig didn't bite. Craig goes, God, well, she's a beautiful girl. I would imagine everybody would want to flirt with her. It's like so fucking great. Like, shut the
Craig
fuck up.
Craig has matured so
and
much.
I would be pissed if I were Amanda too. Like, Kyle, what are you doing?
Not necessary.
That's stupid. So everybody thought it was funny. And then Jesse was like, yeah, it was a little awkward, dude.
I love Jesse.
I do too.
Jesse and West. I mean, Jesse's up there.
He's up there, yeah. Right?
I love his personality.
He's not as goopy as we thought he was.
No.
I mean,
he's not as arrogant as we thought.
No, not at all. But I mean, he still gets it at 2 in the morning, but he's not arrogant about it.
What about this Kyle and Lindsay conversation where Kyle says that Carl is so committed to seeing the wedding through that he wants the marriage more than he wants the relationship?
Again, Kyle's saying too much shit. However, I agree with all of it.
I don't understand, just with what we've seen so far, How in the world could Lindsay have been blindsided? How? She was not getting the messages he was delivering.
He's not interested sexually
with
her. So proven. And the girls even feel bad for her because of it. Paige is like, I never thought I would say this, but I actually feel bad for Lindsay. And it's because of that. Just the physical part. That has nothing to do with anything else going on. It's all just the physical.
Well, they have zero chemistry.
None. He had that conversation with the guys and they were asking him, how's it going? Why did you come Saturday? And he fully admits Friday nights aren't good for them. That is so sad.
But the way that Lindsay spins it to the girls, like, even if I have one sip of alcohol, well, Lindsay,
you're not having one sip.
You're not having one sip.
You think that would bother him, her having a glass of wine?
No. When her personality flips after that second or third glass, mm-hmm. where she is not capable of
picking as well.
Yes.
I think he was saying, you know, they're going to a counselor and he said, yeah, I just need to apologize. I understand that it's not all one person and everything, and I need to maybe take some anger management. And Jesse Solomon says, do you think you're an angry person? And he's like, oh, I think I can be. He's like, you don't come off as an angry person. I think Craig said something about, what did he say? Like, don't rush into the...
Something to that
effect. Like, better to find out now than to go through with
it. And find out later.
So these are all things that are being talked about this entire season. It wasn't a shock to her.
No, it wasn't. I mean, if you take everything that she said about their relationship, the fact that they have zero chemistry, just their relationship in general, the way they communicate with each other, what part of it is going to work and make you want to walk down the aisle?
They asked Carl, why don't you just postpone it? I think that's what Craig was saying. Why don't you just wait a little bit? Why are you rushing it? And he said he asked for it to be changed to January and she had a fit. So she was pushing a time frame. Remember, she has that time frame thing.
That's right. Well, they were supposed to get November is when they were supposed to get married. I think it was November.
So
it was
he was just trying to push it to January, and she didn't want that.
She's extremely
all of the signs are there. Difficult. The girls can feel sorry for Lindsay because Carl's not
feel sorry for Lindsay because you can't keep a man
in anything. Yeah. I think they just look at her. I think they think she's pathetic. I don't think they feel sorry for her.
Maybe.
So, Gina, are you watching MAFS? And
I am.
Whoa.
Do you watch the after show also?
Oh, my God. The after show? Emily and Keisha go at it. And Keisha's telling Emily, you need to stop and wait till I finish my sentence. And Emily's rolling her eyes.
I know. Emily's a little...
And then Emily went at Michael. So basically, it was Michael and Chloe's
decision day.
Were you shocked at what their decisions were?
No, because all things with him were leading toward no, because I think it was too much for him.
Yeah.
Just the thought of, but what I didn't like was he said, I don't think I'm cut out for marriage. It's like, well, what the fuck are you doing here?
Right.
Why did you sign up for this show? Not only once did you go through this, but then you went a second time.
Yeah, but the first time it didn't work. Like, he didn't even get down the aisle.
Well, I know, but then you rethink things and go, well, maybe this isn't for
me. Well, I think once he got a girl and, I mean, maybe he's never had a fucking relationship.
They didn't really touch on that,
did they?
No,
they didn't.
I felt bad for Chloe because I think she really thought it could work.
Yeah.
And she's the one, I think, that came the farthest because she was like, not really my kind of guy.
I think
like
she'll find somebody now.
She's very pretty.
Yeah. I think she has her quirkiness, but she's so pleasant to be around.
Right.
Michael talks his way through everything. That would be exhausting. And I think he's a nice guy. But even Emily in the after show is like, well, why did you think it was okay to come on the second time? What made you think about that? Like, she was going in on everybody. Those girls are fucking vultures on these guys.
I was dying. And did you see it when they cut to the commercial? They had like...
the shaky
Becca had
things.
Maracas. Yes. And Michael had little castanets or whatever. And Becca and Emily couldn't have been more bored. They were just barely holding up their...
Becca was shaking.
She was miserable.
She was like, was she having an episode? I don't know.
Spell.
She was like barely there. And then Emily was so there.
She was
over the top. Keisha was just like, fuck. I don't even want you here. So next week is not even the reunion. They have
all those other older stupid people
that I don't care about anymore.
Lauren and Orion. Lauren needs to keep it moving because Orion is an asshole.
I'm so concerned for Lauren that she keeps going back and giving him another chance.
So hopeful.
Was he that great at any
point? No, he was not great ever.
No. God, Lauren, you didn't learn the first five times that he blew you off? You gave him a little bit and he blew you off every time.
I don't know why he was on the show either.
So at the after show, Becky and Emily are saying the men were all calculated, except for Michael, of course, and that they all decided to cut the process short and they didn't give the girls a chance. They all went out for drinks that one night, and that's when the girls sort of said all this to them. And poor, it was Austin and Orion. Brendan didn't come. Cameron didn't come. They're done.
Yeah.
I'm not showing up for this.
Yeah.
And Emily was giving them a hard time. Like, why aren't they even here? And Keisha said, you know, Cameron just had surgery. She goes, well, he could still come to the bar and just stand there. She's like, he had heart surgery.
You idiot.
God. And even Claire wasn't there that night. So I want to see the reunion. Why do we have to have this in-between thing before
who wants that?
The reunion?
Who wants to see that?
Because I think it's at least a two-part reunion. Oh, yeah. It is. It's a two-part one.
Yeah. I'm gonna tweet at Lifetime, or is it Lifetime?
Ooh, I don't even know what channel it is.
What the hell are you doing? Wasting our week. Okay. Last but not least, Sister Wives.
Seeking.
They're
not wives yet. So Ashley and Shane, this pregnant lady is going on dates.
She met someone though.
She did, but you know, they have another child.
Yes, I know they have a 14-month-old. I didn't either. And she's pregnant again.
Yeah. So I saw a picture of them with a baby. I'm like, what the hell is that? Didn't even realize they had another little baby.
I don't think they really talked about it before.
I also think this is a fake storyline.
With the woman?
Yeah, because it sounds like his wife, Ashley, just wants to date women. That's it. He's not interested in seeing somebody else.
Well, is it even a sister-wife situation?
I don't think
it is. Just she wants to date women?
I don't think they want the girl to move in. He just wants to meet the girlfriend of his wife. That's not a sister-wife thing.
No.
So Becky and Justin, they were expecting to meet that girl that they met at the bar last week who was not interested.
No, it was so fake. But we got a lot of insight here with Becky and Justin. When they were scanning his hand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, so it's, they are into selling supplements.
Yes.
So it's some kind of multi-level marketing thing.
Yes. This doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh God.
So they have been seeking a wife for 20 years.
This is bullshit.
It is, because we've said this before. He's not a bad looking guy. There would be a bunch of women in their little world of this.
They're in Utah.
Yeah,
also,
multiple
aren't they?
Wives. I'm sure people in their multi-marketing business would be very interested in him. Just like take care of your fucking six kids. If you've been looking for 20 years, not meant to be. I wonder if God's telling them that they need a sister wife, because the Merrifields, Garrick is getting spoken to. And that's why, you know, he needs to start getting these wives. He's supposed to have five. God told him he'd have five.
God told him. Yeah, Danielle said.
This was such a great scene when the new girl, Natalia, is sensing that Danielle is not into this, which she's not.
Well, she's totally not.
So she asks Danielle, I want to go outside with you and speak to you privately without Garrick. And he's like, what? Why do you want to do that? Oh, that's not good. Well, no, it wasn't good, because then they're, you know, using the translator because nobody fucking speaks the same language. And Natalia goes, are you even interested in this process? Do you even want to share them with anybody? And how are you really feeling? And Danielle's like, no, yeah, I'm really sad. And because of what happened last time, I'm very nervous and scared about all of this. So then Garrick gets nervous. He comes out and Natalia plays the message that says that she's scared and all this shit. Garrick about blows a gasket. What are you telling her that for? Wait, you said that? Why would you say that? I'm supposed to get in her pants tonight. I'm supposed to propose tonight.
Did you see how nervous Danielle looked?
Yeah, she was like shaking. Oh, she's like, no. He found us out. But then we also found out about dating apps.
15 dating apps.
He's looking for five wives. He needs 15 dating apps.
How much time is he spending on this? This is insane.
Well, Danielle fucking called him out and said, you're on that all the time. No, I'm not. I just have the app. I'm not on it. She's like, yes, you are. You're on it all the time.
So if God wants you to have five wives, does it also say you have to go out on a,
yes.
On a, well, he's on a
meet
website?
Him. He's got to meet him. Have God bring them to you. He wants you to have them so bad.
Isn't it supposed to be a fate? You run into them somewhere.
That's what I would think.
Nope, he's just looking them up.
Even Danielle is drinking his Kool-Aid saying God is wanting her to be in their life. Like, I don't want you to, but God does, because that's what Garrick says.
What the hell kind of manipulation is that?
Why would anybody be manipulated by Garrick? He's rubbing like her shoulder and stuff.
He's always touching her. I'm telling you, he doesn't touch Danielle.
No, he doesn't. They hold hands once in a while,
but that's it. He does not rubbing up
Danielle
on her.
Danielle is miserable.
Poor thing. But I kind of feel like now, well, you deserve it.
So then April, Jennifer, yeah, and Danielle. Yeah, and Danielle's the one that left last week.
Talk about manipulated.
Whoa. Nick goes to have lunch with her. And first of all, he's mad that she never got rid of her apartment. How is she paying for this apartment? This is a fake
Yeah.
The other two, April and Jennifer, really do live there, I believe. But she does kiss Nick, which is disturbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. She's young.
She's young and she's plopped into their life. She feels like she can't say anything, which of course she can't because she's really not with them.
It's all an act.
Mm-hmm. Like, I thought this was real anyway. I did. Damn it. I was hoping it would be real.
Did we miss anyone? I think that was
it. I don't think so. The other couple wasn't shown. They're going to pick up their sister wife from the airport.
So many.
So I want to finish with Bachelorette because Nick Viall.
Did you have so to good. Say his name?
I know. Envy. I am envious of Nick Viall. He said that it most likely was not going to be Jen, that it was going to be either Daisy or Maria. Daisy maybe backed out on her own. And then possibly Maria wanted too many things. A few people have heard this, that she was in negotiations and she wanted her best friend, who has no producing background, to be her producer. And she wanted all of her friends okay. that were going to be on to have their own producer and all the stuff. She was just wanted too much stuff.
That's really crazy.
But I believe it.
Yeah.
And they said that most of the guys are probably picked for Maria, but they're given to Jen. And so they may have to swap out a few.
Interesting.
So it was a little fun tidbit of information. Yeah.
No, I feel like Jen was an afterthought, unfortunately. Yeah. Because she was like a wild card. She didn't get that much.
Mm-mm. Well, that's what Nick was saying, too, is if she was going to be, they would have given her more airtime. We would have found out more about her.
Yeah, that's true.
But Joey and Kelsey were on today, Nick Viall, and they're very cute together. They really like Jen. They think she's going to be great. He said she's got so much more personality that we never saw. Yeah, and then actually, this was kind of wild. Remember how we were speculating about Joey's parents? And I thought they were divorced. Because remember last, when he was on with Charity, the uncle came on. I just feel like
I thought there was he a said that weird they were situation. Divorced.
They are divorced, Gina.
Okay.
Didn't they look together when we saw them on like the after show and all that? Because they look like big happy family.
Yeah, they did.
Well, Joey's father is gay.
Oh.
And they did get divorced when Joey was just a little kid. So he doesn't even remember like them being together, really.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting?
Very interesting.
I feel like I don't know if we were told that story when he was
on. I don't think I've ever heard it.
But he said they did talk about it because Charity was meeting the parents.
That's when
stuff.
We fell asleep.
Yeah, you fell asleep. Okay, that's it. It is Easter weekend.
Yes, have a good one.
Yeah, so hoppity hop hop.
I'm going to hoppity hop hop out of here.
Will the bunny be leaving his tail around your house, Gina, in Palm Springs?
I don't think so, Anne. I don't think so.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Follow us on Instagram.
Thank you for the new reviews.
Yep, always thanks for the reviews. And that's it. Have a good weekend.
Bye. Bye. There is nothing like a dame, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.